Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The Traditions series continues on Harmonia this week with a look at the appearances of food and drink in music of the Baroque. French drinking songs, drunken peasants, a Madame Gourmandise, and music fit for a Yorkshire feast will be explored, in addition to a new release by organist Jonathan Dimmock. music of William Byrd, The Woods So Wild. We heard Jonathan Dimmock perform on the choir organ of the Andreaskerk in Hattem, the Netherlands. Part of a new Loft label release of music primarily by Svelink, Dimmock recorded his program in 3 churches and 2 different countries, including Sweden and the Netherlands. Eating and drinking are part of nearly every kind of celebration that brings people together. Sometimes people don't even have to specifically come together, and no special reason has to be given for friends to celebrate with a meal. Whether it's a simple toast or an elaborately prepared feast, food and drink are important to us in the marking of many an occasion. This was the case in French Baroque music and the genre simply known as the air à boire, or drinking songs. Its importance is best summed up by the first stanza of Nicolas Hotman's air Le vin et moi sont bon amis. Wine and I are the best of friends. In 100 embraces we have pledged undying mutual loyalty. Water would fain join us in our treaty and enter in alliance with us, but I don't want water, and nor does wine. We'll begin with 3 French drinking songs from the 17th century by Nicolas Hotman. They will be followed by Rameau's take on the theme with the song Lucas pour se gausser de nous.
Oh, sacrifice, tour à tour, tour à tour, tour à tour. Et par son rouge voyant bien très vous, très vite,
The drinking song Lucas Pour se gausser de nous by Jean-Philippe Rameau. Peter Harvey and Philippa Hyde were the vocal soloists with London Baroque. Before that, we heard a French vocal ensemble perform three airs à boire composed by Nicolas Ottmann. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music which celebrates eating and drinking in our tradition series. Sometimes we can celebrate a little too much and consume a bit more than we can handle. It's something that's all too easy when wine is involved. In musical depictions of drunken behavior, we inevitably find comedy. A case in point is the villancico Antonia Flasiquilla Gasipa by Felipe da Madre de Deus, a Portuguese composer. Our protagonist finds himself wondering how he got so drunk around Christmas. He tells us of his symptoms, including numbness, blurry vision, and nausea. He also keeps on repeating the phrase, "Mucho me duele la cabeza," my head really hurts. He must no doubt suffer from a bad hangover.
Thank you.
the Villancico Antonia Flasiquilla Gasipá by the Portuguese composer Felipe da Madre de Deus. Paul Van Nevel directed the Huelgas Ensemble. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we continue our tradition series with eating and drinking. A carnival scene is the setting for Il Fasolo's serenade in the Lombard dialect. A speaker sets up an initial dialogue between Madame Gourmandise and Bacchus. The Madame lists her penchant for fowl of all kinds, in addition to her distaste for vegetables. Bacchus, on the other hand, is also true to himself. He has his own list of his favorite wines and the over a dozen locations that they come from. Apparently, a carnival feast is no small affair, as several comic musical interludes ensue, following in the tradition of the Commedia dell'arte. We'll hear an excerpt from Il Fasolo's Serenade in the Lombard dialect. Vincent Dumetre leads Le Poème Harmonique.
Se vuoi uccidere questo canto con la fama ne porterà attivando. Te voterà il vanto. Te voterà il vanto.
An excerpt from Il Fasolo's Serenata in Lingua Lombarda, le poème harmonique performed under the direction of Vincent Dumetre. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're celebrating food and drink. Composing music for a feast was not necessarily a novel concept for Henry Purcell. It was, in fact, a tradition reaching all the way back to the Middle Ages. So, when he got around to writing his Yorkshire Feast Song of 1690, the music was not only proper but also evocative of the political atmosphere of the day. With soloists, chorus, and orchestra of courtly proportions, the music for the Festival of the Yorkshire Society in London was as grand an ode as he had written up to that time. We'll hear an excerpt performed by the English Concert and directed by Trevor Pinnock. Music of Henry Purcell, an excerpt from his Yorkshire Feast Song of 1690, was performed by the English Concert. Our new release of the week features the organist Jonathan Dimmock in a program of works by Jan Peterson Sveelinck and others. We'll hear two anonymous pieces from the Suzanne van Zolt notebook, performed on the organ in the Dutch Andreaskerk in Hattem.
Thank you.
We heard two pieces from the Suzanne von Solt notebook, an Allemande and Pavan Primera. Jonathan Dimmock was the organ soloist performing on the choir organ of the Andreaskerk in Hattem, the Netherlands. The performance was part of a predominantly Svelink program release on the Loft Recordings label. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.